This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Good evening. It's Sunday, March 24th. I'm Sean Rice with your top stories on KRDO News Radio. The Colorado Springs Fire Department is currently battling flames and smoke from three houses, all of which are on fire. At 12:39 p.m., CSFD said they were working to put out a fire at a single-family residence off of Vista del Tierra Drive in northeast Colorado Springs. Shortly after, they said a second alarm was called due to a second home that was on fire. As they continue to battle the flames, CSFD says a third alarm has been ordered to assist. The flames have continued to spread to a third home in the Banning Lewis Ranch area neighborhood. The fire department continues to work to put out these flames. At this time, it's unclear if anyone was inside any of these homes or if there were any injuries sustained as a result of the flames. Pikes Peak Crime Stoppers is announcing they have programs available to students in Colorado Springs Districts 2 and 11. If students feel something dangerous is happening at their school, Pikes Peak Crime Stoppers is an additional option students can utilize to report the potential criminal activity. Crime Stoppers is not a replacement for the district's Safe to Tell program. Crime Stoppers uses an anonymous reporting system, and tipsters are eligible for a reward of up to $1,000. To receive that reward, the tip must lead to an arrest of a person or persons. Colorado Springs police detectives with their homicide unit are investigating after a female body was found in a Colorado Springs apartment just after 7 a.m. on Saturday morning. Colorado Springs police were called to the Pinewood Apartments off of East Dale Street. Officers say they found the woman deceased in an apartment, but they have not said how she died or identified her by name. Details remain limited at this hour. However, police say there were no reports of shots fired at the time of the call. CSPD says due to the circumstances of her death, their homicide unit has taken over that investigation. As the county remains in a state of emergency, Teller County officials are now warning people to have at least 72 hours worth of food, water, fuel, and batteries ready as they anticipate the next snowfall to hit rural parts of Teller County the hardest. That will begin this evening. Officials are telling people to stock up on necessities because of how the last storm last week played out, stripping many people of access to electricity and water for days, causing them to declare a state of emergency. Additionally, the last storm that swept through Teller County broke parts on seven total county vehicles, five of which are now repaired and ready to go for this next wave of snow to hit the county this evening. For more headlines, head on over to KRDO.com. I'm Sean Rice. Have a great Sunday.
Good evening, Storm Tracker 13's Julia Donovan giving you a quick check on your forecast this weather alert Sunday evening. Energy is spilling over the I-25 corridor, bringing high winds all night, rain showers in the early evening, chances for grapple and hail on your drive north of the Springs, and accumulative snow overnight. 1 to 3 inches of snow is anticipated around and south of Colorado Springs, with an estimated 6 to 8 inches for Teller County, and the possibility for even more than 8 inches along the Palmer Divide. I'm Julia Donovan. That's weather on KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings, KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons on KRDO News Radio, or anytime at KRDO.com.